translations out of Google?
Yeah, no, well, I want to work through, like, the modern day translations.
You should make a flowchart.
Well, if I really had the time, I would, you know, write a book.
Sure.
I could write a preface of how we met.
ETC.
Would never forget. No,
Echo Tango like Charlie.
You did a lot of doing that, man.
Yeah. Evan at Bachman Travel, ETC. Okay. Thank you so much, Mario.
Put people away for talking to themselves.
Sorry.
You never played that game?
Wait, hello? Hello, what? Wait, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. You think it's disrespectful to talk on your cell phone in the middle of class? Oh yes, so do I.
I apologize.
How little hard are we?
I have many things nice about that one.
That's for sure.
What?
Okay, make a little sense of this tomorrow. And then joins the Shuchador of this morning and bestows a little bit anyway. Something more again is repeat the first few lines and Gilbert McVeigh's four or five lines from the bottom, the last of the narrow line. It's non wholesome. You ever volunteer for this? We have our voice, they. We have already a fixed number, like a vested kavua of how many boys officially registered.
Yeah, some people have a vested kavua to which days they show up.
Are we still looking for volunteers, or
you what?
Are we still looking for volunteers, or are we talking about something else?
Yeah.
Which stop are we on now?
Above on the biz. Okay. Right by the bottom, right before the lines get.
Non wholesome.
You don't say fat, you say fat.
Okay, but here, but I'm going to say it with a explanation so that the boys who haven't seen the Masechta open yet will be able to understand you also.
I may be one of those boys that see it, but it's non wholesome. No law sapik tuma. So we born for, it says born to a sapik tuma, I'm assuming. Is this talking, would you say, would that include the case of dried blood on a ketem? Or, like, what does it mean by nola? Which suffix?
No. No. We're not here.
Nothing specific to you guys, just.
I don't know if you have to nola loss of a tumor or referring to a woman who is Tomim Ace Le Ace. I don't know if you have to associate it with our Gemara now. It could be standing independently. The law is the baker, not referring to the woman of the Mishnah necessarily. You can learn with Mishnah also. Look at Rashi.
Gilgal Minar, which one?
The Rashi said, Nola Lo Gata Rashi, that one line before Gilgal. Nola Lo Gartina, Nola Be'isa Sofik Tumah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's trying to separate it from Amish. It stands independent. It could be that Sofik also, but here we talk about Gemara later on Omer Aleph. We'll ask, what type of a Sofik are you talking about?
So, you're saying
which,
the Gemara is asking that now?
Hold on, wait. Give me a chance for the next passage to sit down. Family named Siv.
Yeah.
Is that related to
Rabbi Doctor
Siv? That's how I was here?
Yeah. He was my grandfather's first cousin. I think my father was in Yashir also for 2 years. Actually.
Yeah?
My father was in Yashir also for 2 years.
Yeah. Okay. What's the case? It's a nice, clean, Saturday case. A woman is making bread like she's supposed to, right? That was a mini Yisrael, which I think is still being maintained as much as possible by our young wives, that for Shabbos they bake challah. For weekdays, the supermarket is good enough. Was it Freya Hops? Or whatever it is, with the OU, or not. Not Pepperidge Farms. Why not Pepperidge Farms?
Nothing.
Huh? Nothing. That was my first battle with the OU. They had the Hellsham Pepperidge Farms. And they claim that it was Pochas Mishishin. Anyway, don't back off on that one. Yeah. Tuna fish, they're still holding, still didn't back off. But everybody else left them behind. Most shivas, most places, most kosher restaurants don't take OU tuna unless it has another hashgacha on it.
What's the problem with OU tuna?
Huh?
What's the problem with OU tuna fish?
Which one?
With OU tuna fish, Mabaya.
Mabaya, too much salt.
Well, then we might as well shut down, you know, the Golan Heights.
The Baya is fish, it most likely is. Is it tuna fish? Is it shayla? So how do you answer the question? There was a mashgiach who certified it was tuna fish. Because kirvei dogim, without simoni kashrus, no scales on them, there is also to eat, unless you are a baki that you can identify this flesh as kosher, or nowadays that's pretty well accepted, or it's a red color. There, and the Kabbalah, that red color is an old type of fish with red color. That's not true anymore.
Because they color everything nowadays.
Because they feed the fish. And our salmon, our farm-raised salmon, is not red
anymore, yeah.
It gets red from the food. The variety they chose is really a so-called white salmon or pink salmon. But they make it red by feeding in the food, they feed it a lot of lobster shells for calcium, and that pigment imparts the color to the flesh.
You ever get ocean raised salmon? It's like deep red. It's,
so,
it's
according to the Rambam, there is a din d'oraisa that dogim required bedikas, even no shayla. You can't eat fish without a bedika. That is a kosher variety, right? Yeah.
So who does? So according to the OU, who does the bedika?
Bedika means there has to be someone there, trustworthy, a Jew who says that this is the kosher variety. Since you're eating kiri dog and you're eating skinless and boneless, maybe sardine, tuna fish, etc. And the OU insists that the Amos of the Malchusa, that fear of governmental punishment, which my Shver Zatzal used for Chol of Yisrael, should be adequate for this reason. The truth of the matter is that every posek who's been ever asked, and talked about Shlomo Zalman, Ovadia Yosef, etc., all of Asad, OU tuna. OU tuna is packed in the Solomon Island. It's OU pesher, the tuna that's used in the cafeteria. The big size, big cans are all packed in the Solomon Island. So there's not even a possibility of Yotzei v'nichnas. Like Hashgocha Yotzei v'nichnas maybe could be argued, right? The new pshat in Yotzei v'nichnas is when the Mashgiach is Yotzei, the treifa stuff is nichnas. Yeah. Okay, that people you should know. Tuna fish is a real problem. Yeah. The same problem applies to sardines.
Right, but the OU isn't the OU isn't an entirely incompetent organization, right?
No, we've been fighting about it for 20 years.
So their answer is that
Amos the Malchusa gives them enough coverage. Fear of governmental punishment. My Shver has that in the Chol of Yisrael, but the chiddush is in the Chol of Yisrael. The idea of finding a milk that's not from a kosher source is almost an irrational suspicion. There ain't no such milk in America. What milk will you milk? Mice?
Pigs?
Pigs. Yeah, everybody milks pigs. Anybody milks pigs? Nobody milks pigs.
I'm sure there are people that milk pigs.
No.
Maybe down south.
Nobody.
And they eat it themselves.
And they'll mix it into your 400,000 gallon tanks. And, you know, so there's really, yes, Chol of Yisrael, that's why the Shul never called it Chol of Akum. Right? He called it all Chol of Yisrael. Yeah. Because Chol of Yisrael is, look at the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, Hayodeya Shein Tamei Be'edo. Doesn't say he has to see it. If he knows that there is no Tamei, there's no pigs, camels. Basically, camel is a big problem. You know, it's a soil. You need Chol of Yisrael. Because that's all they milk camels. The Arabs drink camel milk. But no place in America, it doesn't exist. Yeah. You know, the Metzius isn't even there, so it's the Chum of Chol Yisrael is really a wild one. And how it keeps on getting more and more support, though. Yeah, my brother was the first one to introduce it, my brother Yosef from Eretz Yisrael, prior to the farm. Yeah, and he did it to break the price, and he did, Roshan, yeah, there, and supports a whole bunch of Koyal families on the basis of it. Also the very best ice cream manufacturer in the world. He's the only one who makes ice cream because nobody wants to buy the high fat milk. So his ice cream is made from 100% sweet cream. More calories than any other ice cream in the world. Yeah. Pure milk fat. It tastes also you get a shipment every few months. I don't partake much of that, but we have all some little grand, not even nephews, nieces, grandnephews, grandnieces who come every Friday and make sure that the freezer doesn't get oversupplied with the ice cream. Yeah. Okay, how do you get on that one? Let's see.
Chesed.
But tuna is a real shaila, especially since everybody asked it, including the Mashgiach of OU, who wrote it, and I'm a sifter, wrote an article saying it's also midoraisa, yet allows the OU to keep on selling it. That's politics. That's the name. Who's in charge of the Kasher division there?
Ginnak.
Yeah, as Ginnak was, he asked him about tuna fish. He'll tell you, oh, you spoke the town of tuna. Okay.
Should I start from the beginning?
Go ahead.
Okay. So, Bava Mabay is right before the lines get fat. Tanan Hasam. Nolad La Safek Tuma. So you have a woman who has a Safek Tuma.
No. It doesn't say the woman with Safek Tuma either. Nolad La, Rashi tells you, I just heard the Rashi. Yeah. What's Nolad La means Isa?
Nolad
Isa Safek
Tuma, right? Yeah.
As he says.
So you have a Safek Tuma in the bread.
No, let be Issa, Suffolk tumor, whatever Suffolk tumor it is. We'll discuss possible Suffolk tumors that could be.
Archelo Gogola Tase Betuma. I'm assuming Gogola in this case means to like knead the bread or to knead the dough.
Okay, explain that. It's a very, very important Achan and not necessarily one that you can agree with.
It's before you started actually making the bread.
Right.
Then you assume that it's tame and you have to treat it like chulim.
I can make a. I am not among the chassidim who eat chulim b'tara.
Yeah.
I eat chulim b'tuma. But what's the problem? But in every chulim, there lies a tahara.
Yeah.
There lies challah. So if I'm going to not be nohig chulin b'tahara, in fact, I'm a tamei chala b'yadayim. That's the shaila. How can you do that? Chala is unique. It's a little bit of kodesh lying in chulin. A little bit of truma, level of chala, whatever level chala is, was a little bit of kedusha lying in the chulin. So there should be a halacha that whenever you bake bread, you make sure that the individual baking and the utensils, etc., are not tummy. Right now, we don't eat challah. We burn the challah. Why? Because of tumah. Because challah tameya is also to eat. And therefore, since we're all tamei mason, so Rabbanu Gozer, Tuma Eras Ha'amim is a Tomei Mes. Therefore, whatever we make Betuma. Therefore, a Kohen can't eat the challah. Otherwise, anybody with a Cheskas Kohuna, not, I know Vadai from Aharon Avinu, from Aharon HaKohen, that he's a, but anyone with what's called a Cheskas Kohuna, he goes up to Duchen, he gets called up Kohen. For the Rabbanon, he's a Kohen. So since Chalab is Manazeh is the Rabbanon, Chalas Chutzor, it's anyway. Chalas Chutzor is a Shaila. But Chalas Chutzor is Vade the Rabbanon, then there wouldn't be any problem of a Kohen eating it. Problem is that it's Tomei.
This is a very side question. Could you use the quote unquote Kohen gene to establish a Vadai, a Kahuna?
getting back to the conference on Sunday.
Only if you speak Swahili.
Why Swahili?
Because you didn't keep up with your reading. You heard about the Koyunji. What you didn't hear is that the Swahili tribe, some 80, 90,000 people, all have the Cohen gene.
They're not Jewish?
Most likely they are. The child is our Kohanim Jewish. That's the child. Which means that the gene is not the genie. They let the genie out of the bottle and it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
It's funny though. Code for anything or no?
That put the kibosh on the study.
Yeah. Is it a coding gene or a non-coding? Codes the ability to do that.
Okay.
But so ad shlo tase between mishagogila tase betara. So once you have started kneading the dough, you have to work with tara because you had said before about challah, right?
But how do you understand that? That's a difficult thing to understand. You know the challah is there. You can't fool Kodesh Baruch Hu. The challah lies in every iso that you're going to make. Then how can you make the iso tameya? And then Taina, well, it's a tmeya, so the challah I take out off. I got to give challah even though it's tmeya. Tumah doesn't exempt me from giving challah. I give challah tmeya to the kohen, right? But I got to be mafresh challah. I got to give it away to the kohen. He has to burn it. So what happens? He gets some value from that too. It's not also banor. It's only also ba'achila. And you need a hanor shel kilui, a destructive hanor, which means you burn it. I guess dough, you can burn, or challah, you can burn under your cooking pot. You can put use it as combustion, use it as fuel there. So it has, maybe has some value to the kohen, but it belongs to the kohen. If you make it tamei, you hurt the kohen. You're not going to benefit either way from it. It's not yours. You got to give it away. So if you make it tamei, you're just stealing from the kohen. Here the kohen could have used it for eating and saved himself money on his food budget. Now you make it tamei, he has to burn it. So the Gemara has to defend itself. What's the defense? Umuto ligrom tuma lechulin shavayot Yisrael. If it's chulin, I don't worry that I'm causing tuma. Okay, let's define that. If I'm a tamei b'yadayim, then I'm a tamei. Here I'm not a tamei the challah b'yadayim. I am a tamei the iso. There ain't no challah in the iso. Challah is in the iso when I make it challah, when I separate it. There's the potential for challah in the iso. But there's no challah in the iso yet, not until I'm kol Hashem. I gotta be kol Hashem, rezu l'challah. That's when we make a bracha, right? Shekhet shonim sonu l'hafresh challah min iso. Until I make that bracha, not the bracha, but the act, the physical act, of separating a little bit, and I declare that Kedusha's challah, there is no challah. So what am I doing? It's a gromo, right? I'm taking an action which will lead indirectly to it. That's what he calls shagorim to it, right? Misha gilgur, but once it is already challah, not it can become challah. The moment it becomes a dough, so what are we talking about? So the machlokis, the Rambam and Ritvo, Miri, what's called the onset of chiyuv challah? According to the Rambam, it's mashma. I pour water into the flour and I stir it. That's chiyuv challah. That's gilgul. I made a Google, I made a circle with it, right? According to the others, it's when it becomes a dough, which means the end of the mixing process. When it now it has become a colloidal suspension.
Yeah.
Okay. Nevertheless, whatever it is, and it's also ligum tumah lachala. Then it has already a shem chala, and it's also ligum. Now, don't lose track of what we're up to here. We're up to a case of sopik tumah anyway. I'm not dealing with a clean start. I took kosher flour, kosher water. Nowadays we have kosher water already too.
Yeah.
Right? We have my company, Mayim Chaim. All over, right? That's made behechsha from used mikveh water.
Oh God! Really? I don't doubt it too.
That's the word spit. Repeat that. I was spacing out. But the only kosher water is mikvah water?
Only from the Ari's
mikvah. No, actually, where's kosher water? Come out of the other habit, come down to the water cooler in the basement in first hall. There's a big sign that I had put up. It says on there, filtered water. The others don't say it.
They do now. Most of the water fountains now say filtered water.
It's on there? The sign is on there?
I think it's on all of
them.
Okay. Yeah, because it bugs me every time I see it. Water is kosher.
Yeah, that's kosher water.
I mean, next we're going to need kosher salt.
What is kosher water? Water that has been salted with kosher salt. No. What's kosher water? Water without copepods.
Copepods don't really exist. They're just the scientists are doing it to throw off the Jews because they're anti-Semites.
I take credit for that one. We're the ones in the lab that discovered it. Yeah, we had some schlemazel who heard about it from somebody in Bnei Brak this summer, and he took his undershirt and he wrapped it around the faucet in the lab on the bottom first floor and let the water run all night. And then he came in the morning to me and handed me his undershirt and said, tell me, are there any worms, copepods, anything in there? He looked under the stereoscope, and sure enough, the shirt was covered with little animals. You could barely see them, but they were there. And once you're there, you can see them with your naked eye. Once you know they're there, you can see them in a glass of water. So that came, that broke open the shilet, and nobody got to talk about. Some people published on it already. Anyway, most likely, another few weeks, the shilet goes away because the copepods, as it gets cold, and the algae don't grow well. They eat algae. The algae don't grow, then they die out. So we get rid of the copepods over the winter. But that's the filtered waters, is to take care of the copepods.
Rebbe, when I went for Rosh Hashanah, I was out of town, and they were going to the mikveh, and they asked me if I wanted to come to the mikveh before Rosh Hashanah. They're like, yeah, sure. And then as we're getting in the car, the rabbi of the community gets a shaila about what to do because they found a dead mouse in the mikveh.
The on the dead mouse in the mikveh.
They found a dead mouse in the mikveh on Erev Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Everyone's telling
you.
Yeah. So, or all I can tell you is that the dead mouse couldn't be metame the mikveh. Okay? Yeah.
But they didn't have time to drain it and...
Oh, the trouble is, will the women use the mikveh that had a dead mouse in it?
That's actually
really important. That has to do with the psychology, sociology, nothing to do with halacha. The halacha wasn't affected by a dead mouse in the mikveh. Maybe if you find a dead man in the mikveh, which we found once. Hello. Yes. Oh, Baruch Hashem, fine, in the middle of a class, but let's hear. No problem. No, quite okay. The boys appreciate when I get interrupted. Yeah. Please. This is Hu Krishna. I'm coming to the wedding because of a deep friendship that developed somehow. And I also know of the sociological questions that have arisen. My doing that will most likely answer many questions, so I'll be pleased to do it. Okay. Right. And be well. Right. Yeah. By the way, you have any idea of how lengthy a trip it is from... No, and then we most likely the same thing for Muncie. Please God. Yeah, I would most likely take a car service anyway. Right away. Please. Okay. That's what I'm afraid of. Okay. I know what it is. That's the Kushner Trump wedding. Okay.
Trump? Doesn't mean Trump?
Yeah. Huh? Are you being Masada?
No.
No, but he's called that.
Everybody else is sitting with an empty stare, and you're just doubled over. In paroxysms of laughter.
Good word, paroxysm.
It is, isn't it? How many words have an X, Y consecutively?
Okay. Who takes a class at Rabbi Lukstein?
I did last year.
Did last year.
That's why I went.
Rabbi Lukstein is the one who converted her. And he'll most likely be the Masada Kedushin. So that, I won't use an adjective. Ask Mrs. Kushner, I think,
yeah.
Ask Mrs. Kushner to please call me